This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftism is a loser, and that's why you got to ask yourself, why would anybody support it? But you got to remember, leftists are losers. They love it. They enjoy it. That's why they connive to be winners. They can't win outright. And it frustrates them because you can. You are brilliant. You're smart. You're talented. You're all that. And you're not like one to brag about it. I'm not telling you leftists don't have their qualities. They're human beings. They do. But they get corrupted easily, and they get caught up in their one talent. I'll give you an example. A singer. Why would a singer think that they should be able to tell everybody what to think? Why would an actor, somebody who makes a living playing other people's parts, suddenly start to believe that they're bigger than, my ideas are better than yours? Why would you do that? You don't think that way. You're brilliant. I watched this movie Oppenheimer. And here's the interesting thing about that. People look at LeBron James, like, oh, LeBron James, man, he's amazing, he's amazing. Oppenheimer saved the freaking war. I mean, don't misunderstand me. We have people fighting, D-Day, I'm not taking anything away from the Greatest Generation. But in terms of America becoming the de facto world leader in, war prevention, this guy led a team. And you know what he did? He pulled together all these scientists, the best minds from all over the world, and people who had differing ideologies, different views, etc. And he built something that is revolutionary. And you know what our government tried to do? Tried to crush him. And don't misunderstand me. It was communist sympathizer. I get the whole McCarthyism thing. But I'm just saying, this is a guy who was a patriot. He understood, we've got to build this bomb. And the movie's factually correct, he understood we were going to drop it on some people. Innocent people. But it was going to save lives. And it did. It ultimately did. It did everything it was supposed to do. This is a guy who should be celebrated. And I'm not talking about his politics. I'm talking about his achievement. It would be like celebrating the person who found, what was it, Salk? Who stopped polio or found penicillin or whatever else. These are real heroes. These are people who get it. These are people who had to come to a crossroads. I don't think dribbling a basketball is going to make me go, well, he's really at a crossroads in his career and saving the country. LeBron James didn't do that. You know who did? Jesse Owens. Jesse Owens had to really go, had to fight for something. You know who else did it? Joe Louis. He got a country to rally around him. White folks were cheering for this black man to beat up that white man from the other country. Jesse Owens. White folks, racists, were cheering for that black man to beat that Aryan. I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis in America. I'm talking about the average racist white guy that didn't want a black guy to marry his daughter. He wanted Jesse Owens to beat that German. That white dude, that very handsome Aryan white guy, the best of white guys. This country is amazing when it needs to be. And our heroes are the wrong people. I keep telling people this. People that, you know who the heroes are? You get up every day, you face this stuff. And I'm going to tell you, we are right now, we are storming the beach of, Florida. We're storming the beaches right now, probably Nantucket, right? We're storming the northeast shore, and we're trying to lay down the new flag of America against these leftists. People that think that they're elitist, they go to college. Well, hey, they've gone to Ivy League schools. They obviously have to know more than we do. What do we know? Leftism is a loser. It destroys its host, and it's a gradual destruction. It's not in your face. It is now. They've gotten so confident they can do it in your face. But let me tell you, Texas, Florida, these red states, you have cancers living inside of you called leftists. And leftism always kills its host. And then it has to move. It seeks another host. It's like all the alien films. It's like a fungus. It's like all the things that you, whatever way you need to look at it, that's the way it is. And when it arrives at the new host, you know what it does? It pretends to be good. It smiles in your face. You say, where are you from? Oh, I'm from New York. Oh, well, wow. Why'd you leave? Well, you know, they don't want to tell you. It's because I forced myself out. It's because my ideas were stupid, and I kept voting for it, and now I've left, and now I'm coming down here to poison your way of life. They never tell you that. That's why you got to be bold. And there are many of you who do say it. Well, hey, welcome from New York, but don't bring your politics. Welcome from California, but don't bring your politics. We don't tolerate it. And you know what they'll do? Yeah, okay, no problem, because it's a cancer. It's just going to wait you out. It's going to join. You're not going to join the school board, the PTA. You're too busy. You just think it's all going to be okay. Leftist is waiting to kill another host. Oh, it acts like it doesn't. It thinks it's good. So what? It left three different locations where it couldn't make a living, where the business shut down or they moved away or whatever. That's not their problem. They want you to think that the relationship that leftism does wants you to believe it's symbiotic, that everybody's helping each other. But leftism plays possum. It stays somewhat dormant. You know what it waits for? It waits for reinforcements. And when those reinforcements come, when it reaches about 3, 5, 7%, 10%, oh, when it gets to 10%, it becomes the loudest voice in the room. Then leftism turns on its host, attacks it, takes it over, and the cycle repeats. And the only question you should be asking yourself is, who's in your midst? What cancer are you living with right now? Is it somebody on a school board? Is it somebody on your city council? If you live in the city, you're infected. The only thing you can do now is try to, you know, survive. It's just a matter of time, though. It's going to die. There's an article. A giant sucking sound is coming out of Wall Street, and it's siphoning staggering sums of money out of the Big Apple while handing businesses to Florida and other states farther south. Nearly 160 Wall Street firms have moved headquarters out of New York since the end of 2019, taking $1 trillion in assets under management with them. This is according to data from 17,000 companies and compiled by Bloomberg. That's people leaving a dying host. Think about these jewel of cities, San Francisco and New York, that are being scuttled for leftism. We'll be back, folks.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
But today I woke up and as I had my morning coffee, I realized that everything is about to change. No matter how I vote, no matter what, I say something evil has invaded our nation, and our lives are never going to be the same. I've been confused by the hostility of family and friends. I look at people I've known all my life, so hate-filled that they agree with opinions they would never express as their own. I think I may have, well, entered the Twilight Zone. We've become a nation that has lost its collective mind. You can't justify this insanity. If a guy pretends to be a woman, you're required to pretend with him. Somehow, it's un-American for the census to count how many Americans are in America. Russians influencing our elections are bad, but illegals voting in our elections are good. It was cool for Joe Biden to blackmail the president of Ukraine, but it's an impeachable offense if Donald Trump inquires about it. 20 is too young to drink a beer, but 18 is old enough to vote. People who have never owned slaves should pay slavery reparations to people who have never been slaves. People who have never been to college should pay the debts of college students who took out huge loans for their degrees. Immigrants with tuberculosis and polio are welcome, but you better be able to prove your dog is vaccinated. Irish doctors and German engineers who want to immigrate to the U.S. must go through a rigorous vetting process, but any illiterate gangbangers who jump the southern fence are welcome. $5 billion for border security is too expensive, but $1.5 trillion for free health care is not. If you cheat to get into college, you go to prison, but if you cheat to get into the country, you go to college for free. People who say there is no such thing as gender are demanding a female president. We see other countries going socialist and collapsing, but it seems like a great plan to us. Some people are held responsible for things that happened before they were born, and other people are not held responsible for what they're doing right now. Criminals are caught and released to hurt more people, but stopping them is bad because it's a violation of their rights. And pointing out all this hypocrisy somehow makes us racist. Nothing makes sense anymore. No values, no morals, and no civility. People are dying of a Chinese virus, but it's racist to refer to it as Chinese even though it began in China. We're clearly living in an upside-down world where right is wrong and wrong is right, where moral is immoral and immoral is moral, where good is evil and evil is good, where killing murderers is wrong but killing unborn babies is a-okay. Wake up, America. The great unsinkable ship, Titanic America, has hit an iceberg, is taking on water, and is sinking fast. Speak up.
Isn't it interesting when you hear all that put into perspective? You know, like in one thing. And she could have probably added five or six other elements, right? Climate change and all this other crap that's out there. But anyway, love hearing what she had to say, because it's like listening to me, just with maybe a little softer voice. Glad you guys are here. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. She highlighted the insanity of leftism. And it's nothing you haven't heard before, nothing you haven't thought before. Maybe you haven't put it all together like that, and that's okay. But here's what I will tell you. What she said is this, in effect. Leftism gets crushed under its own weight. It gets crushed under its own insanity. It gets spun into the death spiral by just asking it simple questions of itself. And here's the secret. All you got to do is let it. The problem that we have when we're faced with leftism, and I'm going to tell you what mine is, we're forced to live it. See, I'm willing to live my values and my virtues. I'm willing to live it. If I say to you, I'm willing to pay a fair share of taxes, I'm not going to try to get out of it. If I say to you that, you know, I believe that people that commit certain crimes should be locked up, and I'm not going to make an exception for my family. Things like that. I'm not going to embezzle. I'm not going to look to get around you. I believe that if you start a company, there should be nobody forcing you to unionize. I believe we have enough laws on the books to protect employees. And if you don't like working there, go work somewhere else. I believe in a lot of stuff, and I'm willing to live it. Right now, I will tell you, I couldn't work in corporate America. So do I? No. I could complain, oh man, nobody want to hire a black man, black man's conservative man, black man wrote some books and, you know, give speeches and stuff. I could complain, but I don't complain. I do something else. I mean, I may not make the living I want. I could certainly do better. I have choices, but I've chosen this route. And I'm going to tell you right now, there are people that maybe don't believe as I do, but I'll tell you why I chose this route. Because it ain't the best route financially. And sometimes I wake up kicking myself. But let me tell you why I did it. I did it because pretty much every morning God says, get up and do what I told you to do. And that's it. Have I thought about doing something today? Man, don't even get me started. Yes. Often I've said, Kevin, do you finally want to go, you know, get that big fat house again and get those nice cars and wear those nice clothes and not worry about paying bills and all that? Oh, yeah. And I do believe that God would let me go that way. But I don't. I have a choice. I listen to the whispers, and I do it. I don't know why. I have no clue. The times when we struggle, right now, I'll be honest, we struggle. My businesses are struggling. And you know what? I get up and I say, I'm going to do God's will. Don't know what the plan is, but I'll tell you this, I feel optimistic. I feel optimistic about my organization because we know who we are. I feel optimistic about this country because I believe in you. I do. You've always come through. Whether it's the D-Day guys that let me sit right here at this microphone talking to you, or it's the people that have helped me when times were tough. I believe in you. And I could feel beholden, like, oh man, these guys are sending me money, they do this, they help out. I could be beholden, but here's why I'm not. Because I do the same to you, number one, and number two, I know what I'm capable of. If I wanted financial security, I wouldn't be doing this. I wouldn't be leading at the chance. And I'll tell you something else I don't do. I don't begrudge those who have gotten it. There are guys out there doing really well in this stuff. I don't begrudge them. Congratulations. Fight the good fight your way. I'm going to fight it mine. And I know if I change the style of fight, I could do better financially, maybe even, you know, get my name out there again, whatever. I don't care. I don't care. I'm going to do it my way. Anyway, I will tell you, as far as leftists go, I said it before, I said it earlier, they kill communities. But we have to live in those communities, and that's our problem. That's why it's tough to just live and let live. I'd rather be invaded by locusts. You know, you remember the movie The Ten Commandments and all the plagues that God threw at the Egyptians? I'm going to tell you something. I look at those plagues and go, Lord, you should have just put some leftists on them. And Pharaoh would have released the Jews and never even gone after them. Every major city in America, folks, has the same problems. And I'm going to get to them in a bit because I'm not going to be able to go into that part of the discussion. But I want to make a bigger point to all of this here in a minute. But the major problem that all these major cities have, number one, is they all are controlled by leftists.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. All eight candidates in last night's GOP presidential debate on Fox News are vowing to combat rising crime in the United States. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who's second in line on the GOP hopeful list, said the victimization of U.S. citizens will stop when he becomes president. DeSantis also said the military will be called in day one of his administration to put law and order back at the border.
So as president, would you support sending U.S. Special Forces over the border into Mexico?
Yes, and I will do it on day one. You have the cartels controlling a lot of part of your southern border. We have to reestablish the rule of law.
At least four people were killed, including the gunmen, at an iconic biker bar in the Southern California community of Trabuco Canyon. Jeff Halleck, undersheriff at the Orange County Sheriff's Department, included at least six others were injured. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There's something happening out here. It could be just anti-incumbent. I think that's a part of it. But I think that there's something else that's happening. I think that the Democrats are coming across in ways that we don't recognize, that are annoying and offensive and seem out of touch in ways that I don't think show up in our feeds when we're looking at our kind of echo chamber. And I think that this is a message here.
My party is
and
me.
Socialist
right now, I am
and
the Democratic
Party. And they're going to dominate
party.
You, Joe. You know that.
I am the Democratic Party right now. The platform of the Democratic Party is what I, in fact, approved of. What I approved of.
Why has there been a disconnect between working class voters who should be aligned with Democrats economically? And party leaders.
There was, and you look at the numbers, there's a hemorrhaging of our Latino community, our AAPI community that's leaving the traditional Democratic base. It's because we've allowed the loudest and those who consider themselves to be woke. Some of us never went to sleep. And we hear and speak directly to people. And I think the party is now understanding that we have to speak at those issues that are important.
That was New York City Mayor Eric Adams blasting his own party for going woke in an interview on MSNBC.
The interview on MSNBC pressed the mayor on why the message of today's mainstream Democratic Party isn't resonating with working class voters. Adams cited Democrats pursuing wokeness as opposed to real issues like crime and homelessness as the genesis of the electoral phenomenon.
Democrat and leadership should never be used in the same sentence. They don't exist. There is no such thing. Democrats don't lead. Democrats essentially dictate. They tell you what's going to happen. They don't come at it from a position of power. They come at it from a position of intimidation. The Adam Schiffs of the world, the Dan Goldman, they are cut from the same cloth. Look at those two guys and you'll see what I'm talking about. They're the people that are vindictive. They will come at you with everything they have if they disagree with you. If you do something wrong that they consider wrong. It doesn't have to be wrong. We're talking about all the issues plaguing Democrats in these big cities. Where are most of the problems in America? Big cities. You don't have to like have any there's no hesitancy in answering that question. Where are the most problems? In big cities. Okay? Now, you're going to learn what you already know. Who controls them? Democrats. You already know that. What are the problems? Well, they've got high crime, drugs, murder, sexual assault, robbery. Now you say, well, Kevin, that's just because there's a high concentration of people. No. It's easy pickings if you want to think of it that way, but you take the statistics and they all get geometrically worse in the cities. In other words, if you say crime per 100,000, go out into the rural areas. You'll have fractional crime per 100,000 than versus you do with city dwellers. It's fractional. And it's because of a way of life. It isn't because, if there were more people in the country, that would do it. No, it's about how people in the country and rural areas view life. They view it conservatively. They know where their food comes from. They know where their meat comes from. They know that their air is clean, that their water is pure, but you still probably don't want to drink it, not downstream anyway. And they understand conservation. They understand what the law of the land is. They understand natural law, God's law, nature, and they respect it all. The people in rural America are far better than city dwellers. Now, city dwellers will disagree with you. Oh, well, look at what we've got. We've got the opera. We've got the symphony. We've got, television, and we've got all whatever. You got all that stuff. And you know what? You're still miserable. You know what else you got? You got high crime. You got murder. You got drugs. You got sexual assault. You got all that stuff in way disproportionate numbers. I'm not telling you it doesn't happen elsewhere. It does. Rural America is replete with drugs, meth labs, things like that. Sheriffs know who do it. But you can capsulize a crime in most rural areas to a few people. The majority of people are happy to go to the square dance or see each other at the corner market or at the, whatever, the farmer's market or what have you. They're fishing, they're hunting, they're talking about that stuff. They know each other's kids' names. They play, baseball, football, soccer together. They fellowship at the same churches. Yeah, they've got problems. They're human beings. But they know how to solve them. Look at the homicides in Atlanta. From 20 to 2021, up 58%. Portland, up 533% from 20 to 21. Philadelphia, up 37%. That's homicides. Shootings. You ready for this? I know, Kevin, ain't nobody got killed. Well, shootings in New York are up 64%. I don't know about you. I've never been shot. I don't want to get shot. Los Angeles, shootings up 51%. Chicago, shootings up 18%. It was funny. From 2021 to 2022, you know what they bragged about? Oh, crime dipped in 2021. Yeah, it dipped. It's like the gas price dipping. Oh, Joe Biden brought gas prices down a nickel yesterday. Yeah, they're still three times higher than under Trump. They were bragging that the statistics for violent crime is down 1.2% under Joe Biden from year 2021 to 2022. Woo-hoo-hoo! Homelessness, what do you think? Is it a problem? Let me ask you, is homelessness a problem in little towns? Do you hear about, Peoria, Illinois having a real big homeless issue? Or do you hear about it in L.A. or San Francisco or Chicago or New York? Or insert city here, insert Democrat-controlled big city here, and you have a homelessness problem. The same way you have a crime problem. What about suicides? We don't talk a lot about it, but suicides are up, and they're up during the time of Biden. Here's what this is. The number of people who died by suicide in the U.S. hit an estimated record 49,000 in 2022. I don't know how that compares to other things people die from, but 49,000 people in America felt hopeless under Joe Biden. I'm not saying there weren't people that committed suicide under Trump or any other president, but it's going up. Why? Because Joe is such a... Isn't he the greatest? Isn't he dreamy? Why isn't he addressing the problem? Veteran suicide still going up. Why aren't they addressing the problem? Teenage angst. All these things going up. You know what they're plotting? How do we make it worse? How do we put them back in the mask? Get them in the lockdown again? Let's have another scamdemic. Good luck with that, you pukes. 9 in 10 Americans believe America is facing a mental health crisis. You'd be a freak if you didn't think America was having a mental health crisis. Yeah. Things are so good under Joe Biden. Let me tell you who's committing suicide, who's committing all these violent crimes, who has all this teenage angst. You want to know who it is? It is exponentially led by the left. oh, we have our issues on the right. I'm never going to concede that, we don't. You will never hear me say that. But they're exponentially worse on the left. Not geometrically, exponentially. For every one child that suffers on the right, 10 of them suffer on the left. Why? They don't have a moral core. They don't have a spiritual core. They don't have parental guidance and supervision. And the people around them are making them crazy. Suicide rate in 2022. Highest, unbelievable. 14.9 deaths for every 100,000 people. 5% higher than the previous record of 14.2 deaths from every 100,000 people. You want to know what year? 2018. And that was coming on the waning years of Obama. Trump was at least solving problems, helping people solve problems, giving them hope. Make America great again. America first. You want a job, we'll get you a job. You want to get off your butt? Come on, let's go do something together. What about the schools in these urban indoctrination centers? What about the schools? Good schools, bad schools? You tell me. Have the schools improved under Joe Biden? Do you expect them to improve under the next Democrat in these Democrat-controlled cities? Elitist folks in worlds removed so far from us, it's pathetic. They don't suffer any of our problems for the most part, and they're tasked with solving them. And you know who tasked them to do it? Not you. You didn't vote for them. They did it themselves. Why? Because they know more than you do. Let me ask you, all the things I just described in the cities, how long would you live under those conditions? Do you think people want out? Or do you think they suffer from Stockholm Syndrome, where they just believe our oppressor is good, we have no way out, just get used to it, it's no big deal? I contend there are a lot of people that feel that way. But I also contend that there are a lot of people who are sick of it. They're like, you know what, we're done. We are done. We want out. I know people in the hood who want out, I promise you that. You think that they've adjusted to the new normal? I don't think so. A whopping 82% of New York voters said the unrelenting influx of migrants to the state is a serious problem. 82% of New Yorkers, with a fraction of the illegals coming to their state, now recognize it as a problem. Congratulations, conservatives.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
My state cost $300,000 this time around, or between $250 and $300. I don't know the exact figure. That's more money than any Democrat in my state has ever spent, and the young new white knight, he spent it. Spent more money than my opponent. Only because he didn't take me seriously, and he had another $90,000 left over. He didn't know how to spend it in the last week when they realized I was a serious candidate. But seriously, in trying to raise that money, I fortunately had over 3,000 individual contributors. Nobody makes up any more than one percentage point of my total budget. Nobody for one percentage point gets a hold of that ear. Nobody gets any more than a return phone call for that. 1%. But it's not because I'm particularly moral. It's because nobody took me seriously. Had in the beginning when I started, big corporations or big labor or big wealthy individuals or big anybody come along and said, "Here, Biden, we want to contribute $20,000 to you," I probably would have taken it. Not probably, I would have taken it. Because I had to go out and borrow $20,000 and put a second mortgage on my house to get that $20 to start. But nobody took me seriously.
That was Joe Biden when he was running for Senate, lamenting. Nobody took me seriously. They wouldn't give me the money. Man, you, I would have taken, maybe I would probably would. No, you know what? I would have. I would have sold out the corporate interests. He even told you, he says, you know, big labor, corporations, whatever. If anybody had come and they were more than that 1%, you get more than my ear. I mean, if it were me and I were Trump's team or even the DOJ investigating this, I would say this is Biden in his own words. He's telling you he's on the take. He's for sale. Unbelievable. He said had anybody contributed, I would have taken it. He was talking about big this, big that, big this, and he says any big anybody, big individual, big foreign conglomerate, big country, didn't matter. Biden's super PAC, favorite super PAC, has a $12 million gap in its financial disclosures. I alluded to it the other day. By the way, welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I always like to welcome the peeps. And here's the thing. One of my friends moved to southern Utah. And he wants me to come up and play in a pro-am when he gets his golf course revamped. They're getting the PGA, TPC up involved and all that. And he wants me to come up. And he says to me, Kevin, he goes, you're a big deal in Utah. I was like, really? He goes, yeah. And I go, well, I know one of my stations is up there. And there's this billionaire's wife. She absolutely thinks the sun rises and sets on you. And when I told her I was a friend of yours, she goes, get out of here. And I said, no, let me show you. You know, pulls my name up, blah, blah, blah. He didn't call me. He didn't do a Hunter Biden where he said, let me call and let you in on the speakerphone so we could talk about the weather. No, he didn't do that. But he did. He told me, he wants to meet you and all this. So I'm planning on going up sometime to meet up with him in golf, because this supposedly is a beautiful golf course. I can't wait to get there. But in Utah. So, look, I don't know if you hear the show there and what station. I don't even know. I just know I'm on a little station somewhere in Utah. I would love to hear from my Utah folks, because he swears I'm a cult hero up there. And I'm like, well, could be. I mean, I don't want to dismiss it. And I love the markets. That's why I tell everybody, give me a call. Let me know what you're hearing. I'm hearing a lot from St. Louis now that the tower's up, the 100,000-watt tower's up at that particular station. And for the record, the Kevin Jackson Network, you can find out where we are. And I had a guy contact me the other day. He says, Kevin, he's a military guy. He says, man, I couldn't wait to get back, you know, so I could hear your show again. I'm like, hear my show? You can hear my show electronically, unless you were deployed in a forward area where you couldn't get anything. My show is available, and we certainly need it. Download the show, listen to those sorry commercials that got to run through, but those things pay the bill. They're not sorry, because we've approved them, but we got to pay the bills. Anyway, just thought you guys would like to know some asides. But let's go back to Joe Biden. So this super PAC has a $12 million gap. And the first thing I thought is, have they been spending a little too much time with Hunter? And is it attached to Hunter's bank account in any way? Because if it is, I would check with the Russians. Russian pimps. Or Chinese spies. One of those two is probably going to be the likely culprit who's taking money out of the account. Future Forward, which the Biden White House has endorsed as its preeminent super PAC, supporting Biden's reelection bid in 2021 claimed that it received just $3.4 million in cash from its affiliated dark money group. But that group, nonprofit Future Forward, USA Action, reported in its 2021 IRS tax returns that it provided $15.3 million to the super PAC. The missing $12 million is one of the several areas in the group's finances. Isn't it interesting that when it comes to the Bidens and money, there always seems to be a discrepancy? Hunter Biden had a big discrepancy of over $2 million that he didn't pay in taxes. Now, you've been there, done that. If you couldn't pay your taxes sometime and you got a bill, you know, and all, it amounts quickly and you got, I haven't been there at $2 million, but I've been delinquent in taxes when I was younger and you got to come up, it is what it is. Well, even if you are, that's a normal human thing. That everybody can go through that with the IRS. Maybe you struggle in a business. Maybe you get somebody gets sick in your family and you got to spend a lot more money than you thought you would. I mean, there's reasons for it. But in Hunter's case, they think he's hiding money. I do too. I don't think you get $2 million in tax debt, fees, and penalties without actually trying to hide your money. And given what I've learned about Hunter Biden and, him not wanting to show his money to his baby mama and things like that, I'm pretty convinced Hunter was trying to hide his money. Now, here's what I know with 100% fact. Hunter Biden, while he may very well be innocent on the tax charges that we just discussed, he's not innocent on the tax charges related to him trying to hide his membership in sex clubs by calling them golf clubs, golf memberships. That's just a fact. Hunter is used business expenses to fly hookers around. You can't do that. But the Bidens did it. So when you tell me the super PAC is low on money or they're missing money, I'm not surprised at all.
The guy who got in trouble in Ukraine was this guy trying to bribe the Ukrainian government to say something negative about me, which they would not do and did not do because it never, ever, ever happened. My son has not made money.
Oh, really?
In terms of this thing about
what
are you talking about?
What?
China.
Oh, China.
I have not had it. The only guy made money from China is this guy. The only one. Nobody else has made money from China.
I love listening. I love listening to Joe Biden lie because it's easy. As soon as he pivots and when he gives the declaration, I haven't made any money. My son didn't make any money. The only one who did is that he's back in the okay. You got me. Let me deflect. Joe Biden was ready to be on the take when he was a senator. When he got the opportunity, he took it. It's that simple. It's easily provable. It will be. And it's going, it should bring down the Democrats. Now, are you going to rely on the Republicans to do that for you? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not. I'm not relying on the Republicans. I'm going to use everything within my power, and I'm going to utilize everything within your power. I'm going to ask you, if you agree with me on certain issues, here's what you can do, and I'm going to give you suggestions. And it's going to be things that work. But we're going to have to get creative. We can't rely on the Republicans to sell our message. No matter how good that message is, no matter how much it resonates, they can't sell it. These are people... I don't want to get into cliches, but they can't sell it. So let's not rely on them. It's the best thing we can do is to rely on ourselves. I got to leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.